With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
I don't know why, but it feels like it's been a very long time, Andrea Simontov.
It's been a very long time.
Glad to have you back, and
I'm very glad to be here, and I hope that you're not going to ask me about the superstar.
Oh, you know me too well. Were you listening in on that little hyper uncontentious issue? My goodness me, that really has got people talking.
I have no idea what side of the issue you fall on. Really, it's a very big...
And I was doing my absolute best to make it so clear that I didn't want to have an opinion on the issue.
You are not a journalist. You are not a...
Oh my goodness, more, and I come back for more every week and you explain why. I'm not sure I understand. And just listen to this in terms of you having sort of cornered the market on life advice. Adrian wrote in this afternoon, he says, World Singles Day, Simon. Yep, I'm in that boat. So I just can't wait for Spirit Guru and Andrea to bring us back to earth. I mean, you're now even, you know, the relationship advice human. Did you even know that?
You know what? I hoped it was. I hope so. No, I really did, because it's very funny. You know, we're lighthearted. We laugh. I love doing the show with you. Okay, let's not get all like smarmy and sticky here. But I really do like doing the show with you. But you know what? I feel very close. I don't take it for granted. And I don't take for granted the enormous gift of having this access to other people. I love people, and I like to think that the things that I care about, others care about. And maybe one day we'll do a show, Mamish, we'll do a show about the situation of singles. Is being single a Jewish value? What can we do to remedy this? Are we all obligated to be making shidduchim, to be making matches? Or can we say, hey, not my thing, they're on their own? I guess you know what side of the aisle I fall on. So I'm very touched to have received that note, and thank you.
It's a discussion definitely worth having, and we are going to get on to the subject at hand. I absolutely promise you, just give me 30 seconds, because it was the Chai FM 13th birthday, probably about a week ago now, and we were live, and we were in a particular venue, and a lady who I was introduced to for the first time came up to me, and she said, what I love most about the Overdrive is... you and Andrea. She said there is a spontaneity and a warmth that is so real that she feels. And she said, although you have absolutely put it out there that you, Simon, are absolutely irreligious, it just completely works. I said, that's because of Andrea's inclusivity and her approach. She makes room for all of us.
And you know, okay, and my lady friend, we both know, it's not a matter of being... That word religious is so loaded. It's really a weighted, horrible word. I hate it. You know what? Some of us are observant. Some of us are not observant. Some of us are partially observant. And some of us are questioning. But you know what? Religious? I don't know. I think there are people who don't know about God, but they hear a bird singing and they get that little ping of tear behind their eyes. That's religious to me. So it all works. You're darn enough. You're darn religious for me, Simon.
I'll take that any day, says he with a goosebump happening on his arm. Now, let's talk about is Black Friday Jewish? How ironic, we started with a super soul issue and now you're going to Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. So the answer is no. Okay, so can we move on?
Okay, we're done there. All right, go on. Explain.
You know what? I'm sure the people listening in today have seen that it's a document. I don't know if it's a documentary, a docudrama called Social Dilemma. And the impetus was the Facebook phenomenon, the social network. And Social Dilemma talks about how we are absolutely imprisoned. We don't have any secrets. Remember they used to say Big Brother when Orwell wrote 1984, Beware Big Brother. That's old stuff. That train left the station. They know more about you than you do. And anybody who is connected to any kind of cyber connectivity, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, just even our WhatsApps are being seen, and we are being targeted by advertisers, and we're being told that we need stuff and more stuff. And after that, stuff. And so now they've created this absolute vulgarity, this, I don't know if you call it a social vulgarity, a societal vulgarity called Black Friday. I didn't even know what it was. I really didn't. I thought it was some kind of liberation movement. I was very excited until I found out that it was all about shopping. And just to go back, you know, before I actually get into my Jewish aspect of it, I was aware in 2008 or 2009 in a Walmart in the United States, people were murdered. They were killed.
Oh, come
they
on.
Were trampled
wow.
to death. You know about the story, Simon?
No, I had no idea that there was casualties because of
they
Black
were
Friday.
Trampled to death by those waiting outside the door for Walmarts to open the door so they could get large screen TVs and air fryers and Mixmasters and whatever it was. And they were stepping. I mean, the people were barely identifiable when forensics came by because it was more important, not the humanity of one another. What does my neighbor need? What is going on next door? How are the children of my child's classmates faring? No, you could step on somebody and crush them so that under the Christmas tree or around the Hanukkah bush or around the menorah, the papers are piled up, the wrapping paper the next morning, places strewn with batteries, and we are not better. We are just a little more vulgar, a little bit more disconnected, and they've got us. They've got us by the short hairs, and they know. And it's not that they love us, and it's not that they care about us.
Yeah.
It's deceitful, it's deceptive, it's smarmy, and we can buy into it. And one more thing before you get to your question. There's a movement I heard of in England. I'm sure that they have it in the States as well, mm-hmm. but I just read about it in England. It's the anti-Black Friday movement where they're putting up windows, or they're putting up, signs in the windows and saying, we are closed for Black Friday. We think that's a good thing. We hope you do too.
Andrea, it is very hard to disagree with anything you've said, but you are definitely coming at it from a very first world perspective. So, for example, mm-hmm. Had I been living in the United States or England or Israel, I would without reservation agree with everything you are saying. However, if I were to tell you that in South Africa, the largest moving products and Black Friday sales were toilet paper and diapers, would that change mm-hmm. your approach?
Not from the aspect that I'm talking about in terms of the vulgarity. And you're right, because my morning radio show, I have people listening in from absolutely third world countries, and I was nervous about addressing it. But you know what I would say? If that is what is happening on Black Friday in South Africa and other countries, then something much larger needs to be addressed. And if anything, it absolutely celebrates the idea that we are not people central. Why are people suffering so that they have to wait for these sales for basic human supplies? The vulgarity of it, and even more than that, Simon, I'm sure that the people that are racing to get baby formula and toilet paper, the whole idea of Black, they are not immune to the advertising, and they know that they are living without. So clearly, we like that whole to make the, you know, the rich, there's a saying from the 1920s, the Calvin Code, they said, the rich get richer and the poor get children. There's something very terrible happening, and the rift between societies is so great. And you know what? For those of us who live in the first world, our hearts have to break, our hearts have to bleed, and we have to throw our arms up and say, enough. You're rich enough, Jeff Bezos. People in South Africa are waiting for sales on toilet paper. What are you going to do about it? Are you part of the problem? Are you indeed the problem? Or are you going to step up to the plate and address a solution? That's what I have to say about those waiting for toilet paper.
As always, thought-provoking, interesting, and moral. Now, just sit back and enjoy this for a minute, because I've got a couple of things I need to read to you. The first is from Austin. Oh. He says, what a lady. Love her and love her frankness, telling it like it is. Ronnie Hershovitz writes in Hebrew, why, en aleich, alufa, alufa. Garen Cohen writes in this afternoon, and I just need to explain to you because it's a bit of a pictorial that he sent me. There is a guy is running to the shops. It's Wednesday. It's $499.99. Thursday, $499.99. Black Friday, $699.99. Markdown to $499.99. Just linking into exactly what you were talking about manipulation, about the extent to which we are manipulated by this Black Friday stuff. Another
Simon,
comment.
Do I have one more second? Do I have one more thing to say?
Yes, of course. For you, yes, we don't need to play music.
Exactly. Exactly. Austin, tell him how it is. Listen, I want to say one other thing. You know, I said about it, is it a Jewish thing? You know, again, it breaks my heart. And I think to myself, nature hates a vacuum. Okay? And it used to be that throughout history, where did Jews want to live? They didn't want to live in Beverly Hills. They didn't want to live in, I don't know, the fancy areas of Johannesburg. They didn't want to live in Savion. They wanted to live near where pious people lived, where scholars lived. That was the future. That was the purpose. But what happened instead? We tried to make the world. We saw what happened at the beginning of the 20th century. Billions of people, you know, bought into the Soviet Union and communism, that, and we came out being nothing more than cogs. So when we realized that that was wrong, did we come out of the other side more righteous, celebrating the importance of people? We replaced it, not with meaningful conversation, meaningful connectedness, meaningful values. We replaced it with stuff. And I'm telling you, this decluttering movement, this simplifying movement, this rejecting the Black Friday movement is really a place of great spirituality, because only when we reject the stuff will we be able to feel the hearts and feel the needs and feel the soul and spirit of those who cannot even afford to buy toilet paper. But it's not going to happen with discounts on a new laptop. It's going to happen when we can see through the stuff. You know, one of the largest businesses in America is storage. We have so much stuff. Now you tell somebody living in Soweto that Americans, white Americans, are storing their stuff because they can't keep it in their large homes anymore. We're not connected to one another. There's something very vulgar, very ugly, very sad that needs addressing. But you know what, Simon? As long as we live, as long as we breathe, and as long as one at a time, every day, one of us commits to making it better, making a change, it will. It will be a groundswell. It'll be a movement. It'll be inherently Jewish. But most important, it'll be substantially human.
Andrea, I loved every word that you had to say today. Thank you so much. It was well worth not playing a song for. And thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Shabbat shalom to everybody. Shabbat shalom and mivorach from Jerusalem. Bye-bye.